All right, well, let me move on over to the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, every single day, the Right Side Way brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald. He's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. Stan McDonald's a 30-year practitioner of the law. He's a good one, and I'll tell you all about him more in just a minute, but he is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, I don't know about you, but I watched the full speech given by Trump last night to the joint session of the House and Senate. And y'all, it was an epic speech. It was. It marked the fifth time that he's delivered such a speech to Congress. It was also the longest speech ever by a president from the floor of the House, and it ran almost a full 2 hours. I mean, think about that. He's only been in office a little over a month, but it took 2 hours to recite all the things that had been done in that short amount of time. But as I watched, I could not help but remember the last time a president gave such a speech. It was Joe Biden, and it was exactly 1 year and 3 days ago. 1 year and 3 days ago, and the contrast between the two was stark. Look, I remember years ago when I was a kid. My dad was still in the Army. We were stationed in London, England. We took a trip to the main continent of Europe, and we went to West Berlin. And I have distinct memories of standing on the platform at Checkpoint Charlie and looking over the Berlin Wall into East Berlin, and then turning around and looking into West Berlin. And I could turn back and forth, and it was like going from a black and white movie to a vibrant Technicolor big screen IMAX. I mean, one was drab and fretful, and the other, well, it was vibrant and full of life. And that, my friends, is exactly what it was like to watch Joe Biden speak a year ago and now compare it to Donald Trump. Drab and dreary and full of threats versus optimism and hope and affirmation. So I thought I'd look back in the Right Side archives and see what my thoughts had been in the aftermath of last year's speech and compare them forward. Maybe I'm also a glutton for punishment, but I thought it was an important exercise in comparison. So whether or not Biden ever gave a good speech is really dependent upon your political views. It's hard to be a conservative pundit and find last year's Biden speech to have been a good one. I mean, if I just took it on policy points alone, I'd have to say that Biden's last speech was an epic fail. But then I'm not a liberal progressive or a partisan Democrat. For the left side of the aisle, Biden's last speech was meat and potatoes. It was all the things. But as someone who views things from the right side, it was served up like pablum. It was like bland hooey. It was leftist talking points. Okay, but that was the content. You know what's striking? Let's be honest. The last State of the Union we had from Joe Biden, it was not at all about his talking points. It really wasn't about his policies. The world was not waiting with bated breath to hear what he would have to say about his potential last year in office. The world was on the edge of its proverbial seat back then in March of 24 for the simple reason that we wanted to know if he'd be able to get through the hour without falling down. I mean, the level of relief on the Democrats' faces when he stepped away from the lectern was not based in feeling strong about the policies and positions he espoused. They weren't, not at all. Back then, they were just relieved his brain didn't malfunction in mid-sentence and that he knew how to step away from the podium at the end. In that regard, the White House staff and whoever juiced him up for the speech in March of 24, they were the winners. Now, you contrast that with last night's speech by Trump. He didn't go on until 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and he spoke for nearly 2 hours. 2 hours, nonstop. He had facts, figures, and he remembered people's names. He was relaxed. He even cracked jokes. He delivered some zingers that were obviously not even in his teleprompter. This is also at the end of a long, full day. A long, full day, by the way, in which he didn't shy away from other appearances and presidential matters that he had to do. He didn't put a lid on the day at lunchtime so he could go prepare for himself, for his speech. Trump's stamina versus Biden's stamina, those are apparently two polar opposites. But there was something else about the Biden speech last year that I have to address and then compare it forward. See, I could talk all day about how much I disagree with Biden's talking points, right? But something that no one can deny with any shred of honesty is that he was a horrible public speaker. In that State of the Union last year in March of 24, Biden spent the entire hour literally yelling at America. Literally yelling and shaking his fists at times and scrunching up his face like he was having a complete moment of rage. I mean, you look at the photo shots and the video clips, you can almost imagine him yelling at those darn neighbor kids to get off his grass. The State of the Union is not meant to be an accusation place or a blame game. The platform given to the president is meant to rally the troops and to gather support for measures he believes are working and to make a report to the nation about the state of the nation. Biden and his handlers, they missed that part. They chose to go down the route of browbeating anybody who dared to differ. And for a man who claimed to be the great unifier, well, Joe Biden gave us one of the most rancorously divisive speeches I've ever seen last year. Now, again, contrast that with Trump. He wasn't afraid to call people out. He did it, but did it with sarcasm and wit. And he spent a great deal of his time actually affirming people. How many people sat up there in the gallery, got to hear their names called out? One young man, a brain cancer survivor, was honored with a Secret Service badge. Now, keep in mind, what that also did was it affirmed the Secret Service at a time when government entities are under the gun. So that was huge. Another guy was sitting in the lobby. A young guy was told he was going to be going to West Point. The look on his face was awesome. There were moms and athletes and law enforcement officers and just good, hardworking folks, one of which was from right here in Alabama, who were all encouraged and recognized and loved on by the president during a speech. What a stark, stark difference from what we saw last year. Because, you know, a good speech is as much about tone and delivery as it is about content. You can have the best content in the world and still put your audience to sleep. You can have the greatest diction and a resonating voice, but if your content is lacking and your timing is off, the speech can still be a failure. You can also claim, as Biden did last year, that everything was going great and still make people feel like they were being scolded. Joe Biden's speechwriters last year, they may have put together a litany of potentially strong liberal talking points, but the man they wrote it for has no clue how to engage with his audience. Now look, I'm a fan of speeches. I technically speak for a living, I guess. I've said before that there are great speeches that I love to read or rewatch. Some are real, some are fictional, but they all have the same capacity for not just informing people, but for identifying with the folks that are hearing it. You see, a good speech is about being able to deliver words that go beyond just being mere words. They become like a clarion call, like a call to arms, or a shot heard round the world, not because they were just pretty words, but because of the way they were delivered, in such a way that made people want to engage the topic. A good speech hits not just the mind, but the heart. Do you remember the classic 1996 movie Independence Day? It was one of those science fiction, save the world kind of movies, but it didn't roll off into some kind of zombie apocalypse with people slipping off into depravity. It was a movie that actually made you feel glad to be an American. It gave us the sense that we could fight off a bear with a switch. It turns out the movie was originally intended to be called Doomsday. How about that? Not Independence Day, but Doomsday. But the screenwriters, they didn't want that to be the message. They knew the wording of the title was key, so they chose a better set of words, but they had to convince the studio bosses. So they added the phrase Independence Day to the end of an epic speech delivered by actor Bill Pullman, who was playing the President of the United States in the movie. And Pullman himself, he went and researched great speeches of history, and he knew that delivery was important. And one of the screenwriters later wrote that he put the speech together for Pullman's character, a speech that was meant to rally and encourage and inspire. But he said that when Pullman delivered it, everybody on the set was still caught off guard. He said none of us were prepared for it until his first rehearsal, and then we were just staring in awe and wonder. In the movie, Pullman, playing the president, he stood in front of a tired, beleaguered, ragtag group of Americans who were trying to figure out how to fight back against an invasion of aliens who had already laid waste to much of the world. And he stood up on a platform, and he began somewhat quietly, and then his words kind of grew in their intensity, and the audience was riveted, and he said what they needed to hear. And he delivered it, not just in words, but in actual tone and timing. At one point towards the end, he said, "Should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day the world declared in one voice. We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day." Well, that speech, yeah, it's fictional. I know it is. But the studio bosses heard it, and the movie name got changed. It went from Doomsday to Independence Day because of the speech. And was it fictional? Yes, so what? I would still bet, though, that most of you who saw that movie for the first time are ready to whip some aliens with a big stick. So, go back to the thing about last night's speech and last year's speech. What's in a speech? Well, a good speech is about far more than words. A good speech is about delivery as much as content. A good speech moves the hearts and the minds in unison. A good speech has words that resonate, tone that invites the listener, stories that identify with the audience, and timing that hits the mark at the right moment. And in that regard, Joe Biden's last State of the Union was one of the most epic failures ever conjured up before a live audience. But last night, I'll be honest with you, last night Donald Trump spoke one for the ages. And the only thing missing was a mic drop at the end. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.